Welcome to Enlightenment of Change with Connie Whitman of Whitman & Associates. Here's Connie.
Welcome to Enlightenment of Change on webtalkradio.net. I'm your host, Connie Whitman. As always, I am honored that you're joining us this week. So as you listen to the show, I really hope that you feel my passion about helping you change your perspective so that you really can clearly see your successful future by including change into your life. And little changes, that repercussion of little adds up to the trajectory of big. So to help you on your navigating change in your life, whatever that means professionally or personally, please go and the link is in the show notes. My free communication style assessment. It gives you your superpowers of how people see you. And you also get a second report, which is your blind spot, kind of important, and tells you what your style that you are least like. So please check that out. My gift to you. And I hope it helps you as you navigate change in your life. Now, my motivational quote today is by Ricky Rogers. And Ricky says, strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming the things you once thought you couldn't do. Now, as I wrote this intro for the show, I really had to pause and think about what it's meant to me to have what's called a powerful presence. And maybe for the first time ever, looked at my life from this kind of cool perspective that I had never thought about. Now, just to give you some background, for those of you that don't know me, I'm just under 5'11". In my day, I was 5'11". I'm probably about 5'10", 5'10 and a half. And growing up was always, I was always taller than everyone, of course, including boys that were my age. Now, I learned at a young age to hold my head up high. And as my Uncle Barry, shout out to my Uncle Barry, would say, strut your stuff. So the funny thing is, I actually have always kind of lacked confidence because of my size. Yet, as I've aged, wisdom grows, I realize that having this powerful presence, if you will, is a blessing. And I believe is needed for all of us to stand tall and to do the things we're meant to do. Now, my amazing guest today, of course, we're going to talk about this today. And my amazing guest is Nicole Rogers. Nicole and I are going to discuss powerful presence and how it's missing. It's the missing link to unstoppable confidence, expanding your audience, and having life-affirming relationships that support your work. Now, Nicole is an empowerment coach, writer, and speaker who founded the Zen Red Method in 2015 to teach influencers, professional artists, speakers, and presenters how to be fearless and embody a powerful presence, connecting deeply with their audience and standing out from the crowd. As a result, her clients create free of stress in their projects and feel confident and secure in their work. Her clients have published books, sold out events and concerts, created solo shows, spoken on large stages, and created award-winning businesses that feed and nourish them. So please help me welcome the amazing Nicole to the show. So Nick, thanks for being on.
Oh my gosh, Connie, thank you so much. And I feel like I want to take a moment to just like have like cheering going on for your amazing introduction and all that great wisdom that you just like landed for the audience. So thank you. I'm so honored to be here.
I so appreciate that. I really take time with the intro because number one, I want to set the stage, but I really try to share something personal because everybody's dealing with something or dealt with something. And I think it makes the show human, but it also just sets the stage for people to say, I'm taller. I was short and I was self-conscious, right? So we're never happy with who we are or what we're born with always, right? The proverbial, the grass is always greener. Not always the case. So first question, of course, is share your story. How did you find this powerful presence and launch your coaching business to support people so they could find their presence?
Thank you so much, Connie. So yeah, so my first career, I'm now in my mid-40s, but my first career was as a performer. And so, you know, typically when people think of a performer, there's someone that's up on stage, they're fearless, they have tons of confidence, right? They must have so much confidence to get up, you know, 8 shows a week and do all of that. Well, I would agree that I definitely had passion. I had a lot of passion and I loved what I was doing, but I don't feel like I had a real understanding of what I call an unstoppable confidence, meaning something that is there for you regardless of the challenges, regardless of being rejected, regardless of criticism and things like that. So what happened for me was the whole reason that I moved to New York City was to be on Broadway. That's like the dream. You know, I got my BFA in musical theater. I came to the city and I hit a ceiling, and it was, you know, my education really taught me how to be a great singer, dancer, actress, all of those things, but it didn't give me any tools for my mind. So that constant rejection, that constant having to get up and put myself out there and feel this sense of competition and comparison, all these things that are so prevalent in the arts industry and in many industries, actually.
Yes.
I didn't have tools to deal with what was becoming an inner critic that was getting louder and louder and louder. And so with the exception of two Broadway shows that closed before I would have joined them, what would happen was I would go in for that big moment, and there it is, right? It's the callback. Like, here it is, your dreams in front of you. And I would choke. I would doubt myself. It was like my throat would close up. And even though I was a great singer, I was a great dancer, it wasn't a talent. It was a confidence issue.
Yeah.
And so this was really having a massive impact on me. And so what happened was, basically, in 1 year's time, everything I knew of my life burned to the ground. And so I'm giving this pretext for like how kind of frustrated I was and not having tools around my mind. And then what happened was, in 1 year's time, I went through a devastating divorce. I lost a dear friend to a heart attack. I was in two car accidents and I was robbed. And the divorce was the beginning of it. And it really was this like turning point in my life. I call it a 13, which is a divine storm. It's actually something that's there for you.
Yes.
But in the moment, it felt like the earth was opening up and swallowing me whole. And so in this moment of my ex, my first husband, coming to me and basically sharing where he was that he didn't want to be married anymore. He didn't want to have a family. I mean, we had been trying for a year and a half, and it was kind of like I was watching like everything, like the life that I thought I had built up, like, oh my God, I'm losing it. I have no control over this.
Yeah.
And so I had this voice come up in my head that said, you need meditation. And I remember at the time thinking, yeah, that'd probably be a good idea, considering I'm about to lose everything. So the actual dissolution of my marriage was like it happened very quickly because my ex was already there and I just had to catch up. And so it didn't matter what I did, you know? And so everything just went very quickly. And so it was crazy because I started in looking for meditation. It actually pointed me towards Buddhism, which I was like, wait, I thought I was looking for meditation but it seemed like this was actually the path I was looking for. So as everything is like falling down around me and I'm just seeking, I'm seeking peace. I'm seeking help. I'm seeking a port in the storm. I'm getting into therapy for the first time. I started trying all these different forms of Buddhism and different forms of meditation. And I went to this support group that was called the Healing Circle. And it was a spiritual support group. And it was based under the teaching that no matter what, you can heal, that there is unconditional healing. It doesn't matter, but that there's unconditional healing. And it was healing, not just from, you know, there were people in the group that were healing from cancer or anxiety, sure. Or for me, from, you know, heartbreak,
yeah,
chronic symptoms. And so I go to this support group, and I'd never been to a support group in my life. And at this point I was 37 and I was completely self-conscious. Do I belong here? What is going on? And they're passing the mic around and I'm like, oh my God. So the mic comes to me and I decided to do something I had never done publicly, which was to be completely honest and vulnerable. So I just opened up my heart. I said everything that was going on, why I was there.
Good. And
a miracle, at least to me at the time, happened, which was that people came close when I was vulnerable. And not just that, but each person after me, it seemed to open up this vulnerable space for them to also share more deeply.
Yeah.
And I went up to the teacher afterwards, because I was like, I got to get on your email list. I'm going to be here every month. Like, it had been so transformative for me to just say it, to just get it out.
Yeah. Unload.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he looked at me and he said, "That was really courageous." And it was like, is this what courage is? And I realized, oh my God, all these years I've been wrong, not just in my life as a woman, but as a performer, whenever I was in front of people, in my relationships, I thought that if I really opened up and just was like, this is my soft underbelly, I'd be rejected. And instead it was the exact opposite, that me opening up vulnerably actually created a sacred space and a sacred container for others to do the same. Yes. So I didn't know it at the time.
Fascinating. You gave us a lot in there. I just want to unpack it before we move on in the conversation. So fascinating that mindset, that self-talk, you're right. It's not just in theater or in the creative endeavors, right? Executives face the mindset shifts and the fear, uncertainty. I can't be vulnerable. People will take advantage of me. All of those, that underlying kind of current of energy, but it's mostly fear-based, right? And we get in our own head, and I love how you said the inner critic kept getting louder and louder and louder. How do we turn down that volume? And every industry, every client I work with, we all have mindset issues. So that was the first fascinating thing. And everybody listening, this is valuable, because I don't care what industry you're in, right? Nicole, you happen to be an actress, singer, you know, a performer, and I'm sales. You heard my story about 5'11", right? That inner critic is always there for all of us. We have to know how to combat it and come back at it. The other thing you said that I thought was just really spot on is, when we can be vulnerable, and I don't mean whiny, you know, whiny pain, you know, like a pansy, like, man, look at me, I'm so sad. You know, that's not what I'm saying, but that vulnerability of, holy crap, this is what I've been through. These are the changes that kind of have been thrust upon me. And you said, you know, with the divorce of your ex, he was already there. You had to catch up. So change was thrust upon you. And then, you know, not having the family and the, you know, choking when you did these it becomes, you know, losing your friends, all of these things, you didn't ask for them. The universe kind of dumped on you because you needed to make a change. At the time you said, I thought, what is going on, right? My life is over. But on the flip side, that storm needed to happen to shake you up, to bring you to where you are in this new path you're on. This is for everybody. This story that you just shared, again, I don't care what you do for a living, what your career is, mom, dad, age, doesn't matter. We're all on this journey. The universe throws us, you know, stuff, but we can handle it. We don't realize it at the time all the time, right? We can handle it and come out just stronger and better. So that was just such an impactful story. I wanted to make sure that everybody kind of got the nuggets in there that are relevant to everybody, right? So we are not alone, right, Nicole? We are never alone. And we all are going through the same kind of thing at different points in our life.
Yeah. Beautifully, beautifully said. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, just great. Talk to me about this powerful presence. So through all of this transformational work that you did for self, right, which is wonderful, I commend you, that you took on the challenge of going down that road, right, of self-change and self-empowerment and all those things. How did you land on powerful presence? And just talk to us a little bit about that. What is it?
Yeah, that's perfect. That's exactly where I was going to go. So that moment in the healing circle was the seed planted for powerful presence. Now, I didn't know it at the time because I still had to get through 2013 and realize when I got to the end of it that I was alive, that I had actually survived, that the year didn't kill me, and that there was a very intent choice within me that I wanted to live. And so what happened was I came into 2014 and here I was, now 38, single. I had never dated. I got married at the tender age of 22, you know, and I had this feeling of possibility, which was, you know, oh my gosh, I think it's over. And I really did feel like the storm had passed. I was in the calm. And so I started working with a coach. And the coach was brilliant because she got me back to a childhood love for me, which was writing. So I had put all of my energy into my singing, my dancing, and my acting and choreography. But the writing was something that was there and natural. But I had kind of been like, I won't make money with it. No. So she was a good coach. She got me back to like what was really like natural and alive within me. So I launched a blog and I have a complete resurgence in my performance career. And suddenly, and this is after 19 years in the business, directors and choreographers that had never paid attention to me are suddenly like, Nicole? I was like, and it wasn't just what I was receiving. It was how I felt. I was showing up confident.
Yep.
I was showing up fearless. I was willing to make mistakes. It wasn't about being perfect. It wasn't about the hair looking a certain way. It was about like telling the story, like very, very different. And so my coach says to me, okay, now you need to monetize the blog. And I was like, what's that mean? I'm like doing a production of Little Mermaid at the time. But she took me through this process and through the end of it, I went, oh my gosh, I want to do what you're doing, but I want to teach about powerful presence. So that meant that I needed to take on a business coach. I needed to get fully certified with International Coaching Federation. You know, I really wanted to make sure that I had the skill to be able to hold that type of sacred space for my clients. So I opened my business in 2015. And here we are, oh my God, 7 years later, and I've now helped hundreds of people across the globe to be able to reclaim their confidence, expand their audience, and bring their fearless vision to life.
Amen. And you know, it's funny because you're a coach and you had two coaches. I'm a coach and I have two coaches for different skills that I need to develop. And I tell my clients, if you're hiring a coach for what, you know, other than sales and a presentation and stuff like that, if you need a coach for something other than that, and they don't have a coach, you don't want them, because I know I have blind spots. You have blind spots. So we need people who are coaches. Coaches are very relevant. You just have to pick the ones that are relevant to you and your needs and skill development. So good for you that you found the right people that, again, on that path, continue to push you forward into this unknown, uncharted territory, literally uncharted territory. And yet look at the magic that's happened. Talk to me about, I know you say you have to be okay with who you are. It's okay to be okay with who you are. Why is that such a critical piece of the puzzle at the core, right, of gaining this powerful presence, if you will?
Yeah. So, I mean, let's take like a hypothetical situation.
Okay.
You know, like let's say that you're on a sales call. Let's use like one of your clients, right? Let's say that they're on a sales call and they are self-conscious. Maybe self-conscious about their voice, maybe not quite sure how to close, or maybe they've got a tickle in their throat, or there's something about their voice they just don't like. Or maybe they're like across from the person and they're like, oh, my hair looks terrible today. Or man, I've got like a wrinkle, right? Where is their mind? It's on that thing. Yeah. And it's not in the moment of connecting with the person in order to complete the sale. Right? To make the connection that is necessary so that everybody wins. So if you are okay with who you are, and that is a big,
that's a big thing.
That's a big one.
The big one.
But if you can be okay in the moment, I am okay in this moment. I recognize I'm okay. Then your attention can be on the moment itself and not on my hair or my face or my voice, like all these things, because the mind can only hold one thought at a time. So if we're only thinking about our hair or the other person's shirt, then we're not actually present to what's happening in that moment, the transaction, the presentation, or whatever it is.
Conversation, whatever.
The conversation.
I'm going to share a really funny story. I don't think I've ever told anyone this story. When I first got graduated and I got a job with Prudential and I was selling insurance, and they videotaped us presenting, right? Which is good training. I videotape my clients so they can see their body language, hear their tone of voice, the pace, all of those things. And I remember the young man that also got hired, we were in the training together and they showed us the video back, Nicole. And I looked at him and I said, do I move around that much? Do I talk that fast? And he looked at me with this puzzled look, like, have you met yourself? And I remember, Nicole, I was mortified because I am very animated, right? Forget the Italian. I'm just animated. I have high energy. I wanted to die. So I remember I was on the phones that night, and even on the phones, I was animated talking on the phone. So I'm going to make you laugh. I sat on my hands so that, and I had the, you know, the phone cradled in my neck so that I couldn't move my arms and I couldn't talk. I was like, it was horrifying. And I thought, oh my God, I need to move to communicate. What's wrong with me? And there was nothing wrong with me. And after about a week of this chastising myself, like, you wackadoo, you move so much. Nobody else moves around when they talk. Why do you move around? Beating myself up, right? The volume got louder and louder. I wasn't making any money. I wasn't making, nobody would meet with me because I couldn't communicate. I thought, you know what? I'm going to move around. I can only be me. And it was interesting because I was young. I mean, it was in my 20s, but what a great lesson that was for me, because I was horrified at how I appeared. And yet when I owned it, right, I embraced it, my success started to grow. Nobody gave a crap that I moved around a lot, right? It didn't distract anybody. They found me endearing because I was being me. So again, it goes back to that a little bit of the vulnerability of showing up as you. You're real. That's who people want to work with, the real deal. They don't want to work with some kind of facade. That's true story. And I was mortified when I saw myself.
Yeah. And you're bringing up something so powerful, because in that, so you're being you, right? It's like the kid that's playing with the crayons, or like being themselves, right? And then there is, it's almost like a light gets shined on to be like, that's not right. And so that's actually the moment to go, wait a minute, not right according to who?
That's right. That's right.
Who taught me this? Who says that being animated in sales is not correct, not effective, means you're not a real businesswoman? I mean, we could go on and on and on and on with whatever patriarchal, oppressive crap has been put out there. But it's, I bring this up because when people get stuck, is when the critic comes in, right, of something that they've been taught, and they believe it. So powerful presence helps to take a moment to go, there's the critic, and then allow some space. And to be able to turn towards the critic, always turning towards a critic, and just ask, like, what's going on here, really? Like, you formed from what? From a teacher, from a mentor, from society, from a caregiver, you know, at some point that you've taken on this toxic messaging as truth. And so powerful presence, you being okay with yourself, is recognizing, oh, that was just messaging. That's not my truth. And so then it can help you to recognize how you show up in your best way. Like for you, you show up animated. You show up with the hands waving, and that is you in your full energy and potential. And that's where your success is. So it also helps to kind of like take you out of feeling like you have to be a part of what success looks like, and instead recognize what that is for you. And that can be so freeing, especially if someone who's listening right now has just felt like, I've tried everything and I don't get it. I listened to this webinar and I tried this thing and it's not working. And it's like, probably because you're trying to be like somebody else.
That's right.
Instead of taking the time, and this is the big thing I do with my clients, is discovering, who are you? Because you can't be okay with who you are if you don't know who you are.
And here's a tip, Nicole, I love that. And it's okay to be okay with yourself, right? But here's why, and it's so funny. I've never thought about this. So this is really like hitting me, divine download today. When that experience happened, because I was a kid, we didn't have, you know, this is almost 40 years ago. We didn't have mindset. Nobody knew what mindset was. We didn't talk about universal laws. Like none of that was even in the media, or we didn't have it accessible to our knowledge base at that point. It maybe was around. It wasn't around for me. But here was the thing. You know why I stopped? I thought, this is ridiculous. I'm going to use my hands. It's who I am. Because it was too hard to not. And I thought, I'm going to be living home with my, I was living home with my parents. At the time, I thought, I'm going to be living with my parents for the rest of my life if I can't make money, because I can't make an appointment to have the opportunity to even make a sale. It was easier to let go of my inner critic. And it was easier to say, whatever, if they don't like me, they don't like me. I won't make the sale. I'll move on to the next client. It was an easier decision to be me than to sit on my hands in this example. So unbeknownst to me, it's a mindset shift. I didn't know it at the time. I literally, Nicole, took the path of least resistance. So people struggling, really sit for a minute and think, well, is it hard for me to behave this way? And for me to sit on my hands and not use my, it was painful. It was painful. I literally couldn't speak. So if it's hindering you, whatever that is that you think you should be doing, and it's hindering you, think about, well, if I stop doing that, what would the alternative be? It's probably going to be the path of least resistance and a heck of a lot easier on yourself. Right, Nicole? You know what I'm saying?
There's kind of like, there's that tension. Like when we keep trying the same thing over and over again, and depending, you know, for some people, they get so used to the tension that there's almost like a comfort there.
Yeah.
And so there, you know, it kind of depends, like, especially if someone's been in a pattern for a long time.
Yes.
It can be very scary to trust, I won't have this feeling of tension, because maybe tension has been like, this is how I know I'm giving effort.
Yeah.
But if there is a way, and this is, I help my clients a lot with learning to relax. Like, what does it mean to be in my body that feels relaxed and open and spacious? Because when that happens, then you are connecting with young Connie, who's like, I put my hands in the air and I feel fantastic, right? That there is more a trust to that very wise part of you, that very like whole part of you, as opposed to the messaging, right, of what's been passed down.
Yes.
Because the truth is, this stuff has actually been around since the beginning of time. But
yes,
we've gone through quite a lot with technology and Western civilization and all kinds of things that have like taken this natural wisdom that we all possess in our bodies and cut us off at the neck.
Yep.
And so powerful presence in the Zen Red Method helps people to come back in touch with like much more ancestral roots of, this is where my power is. My power isn't in the messaging. My power is in inside, and the voice that says, wave your hands, wave your hands. And so that, you know, that's a tender journey for starting to trust relaxation over trusting the anxiety and the speed.
It's funny because we hear all the time, right? You have to slow down to speed up. And it's true. And I have a writing coach, and he says, you know, we talk about all the time, it's the long game. I'm in it for the long game. I want to serve bigger, not just today, right? But you have to build that foundation to be able to help more people. So you have to kind of slow down to speed up so you can serve bigger. And that's a really, I think it intuitively, it's counterintuitive to say, wait, what? You want to move faster to get more done. And it's actually the opposite. And that's what you're describing, right? Find that inner Zen. And I like the name of your program, right? That Zen piece of it. So find our inner Zen, and then we can do more, right? We can see better. We can succumb to who we are without judgment, which is another hard one. And here's the thing, everyone, listen, Nicole and I know this isn't easy. This isn't, we're not going to go in your head and flip the switch and say, okay, you got it. You understand everything. this is lifelong lessons that we're talking about and practicing that mindfulness, that peace, that meditate, right? You started with the meditation, Nicole, in your story, and look at where you are now. So it starts with one piece. You can't end up, you know, on the trajectory of where you are a year from now without starting with that first step. So here's the deal, kids. I know you need more Nicole in your life. I love that Nicole's in my life. So go to her website, which is NicoleRogers.com, or her email. If you have a question for her specifically, it's Nicole@NicoleRogers.com. And Nicole spells her name N-I-K-O-L. So just know that. No worries.
Crazy.
I love it. I love it. You sound like your name. When you speak, you have this very... your vibration and your voice is very lovely to listen to. It's very harmonious. I can't think of the right word. You have a lovely voice. And Nicole, your name with the K, it fits your voice. It's so funny. When I met you, I'm like, oh, she is a Nicole with the K. It's adorable. So guys, if you're listening on Apple, you might want to tune in on YouTube. Go to my YouTube channel and you can actually see Nicole too. Yeah, people listen different ways, Nicole, right? And the last thing I do want to share is, of course, you know, I asked my guests for a free gift. And so Nicole has for us, it's called How to Reclaim Your Confidence. And it's a download, right? And I will put it in the show notes. Just tell everybody briefly what the download will be, How to Reclaim Your Confidence, what it's about.
Yeah, so this is for people that are like, where did it go? Where did it go? I had my mojo. I had my spark. I had my confidence. Like, I don't get it. Where did it go? And so this is a free video training. It's pretty profound and it'll help you to reclaim that confidence. If you've been looking under the bed, if you've been opening up the closets and you're like, I don't understand, guess what? It didn't leave, but there is a very specific process to go through to reclaim it. So this is really helpful if you're wanting to go to the next level and you're recognizing in order to go at next level, like you'd like to feel some confidence, like you'd like to feel some backing before you know, start dating again, or before you take your business to the next level, or before you hire Connie to help with your sales game, or whatever it is that you're going to do that you know is going to require a greater sense of energy. This will help you to reclaim that confidence so you can step forward fearlessly.
I love it. And you know, we have one shot, man. So let's make it great. Like this journey at IT's, when I train, right, they say, Con, you're never going to retire. I go, come on, man. I don't know. How much longer, right? Another decade. And then I say, this will be me. You know, I'll be 70 years old and someone will call and go, hey, Con, I'm like 1 foot in the grave. I tease. I'm 1 foot in the grave. And somebody will call me and go, Con, we really need you to come speak at this event. I say, I'm going to look at my coffin and go, I'll be back. I got things to do. I go, I'm sliding into my coffin at the end of the day, man. I'm going to be worn out and used up, right? But think of that imagery, right? That's how that to me is that fearless living. And I know, Nicole, you have this too. We have days where I doubt everything. I doubt everything I'm doing. I doubt myself. That's normal. So we have to stop beating ourselves up and find those moments of fearlessness, of courage. I love that the gentleman at the first time you went to the group setting and he said you were courageous, right? We all have definitions of what courage is. We think it's the hero, right? That's the courage. And yet we're heroes every day. So I love this conversation. We could keep going. We are out of time. But please download that free gift and find, go stop looking in the cupboards, find the download and find your power. Nicole, thank you for just a lovely conversation and for your time. So appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Connie. It's been such a joy to be here.
Yes. Thank you so much. And I hope you will join me weekly as we question, build, and discover together, no matter where you are on this journey of change between my guests and I hope our conversations, our tips, our strategies, our stories help you figure out what that next baby step is. Don't look for the giant steps. What's that next baby step that can help you change the trajectory of your life? So like today, you can find your powerful presence, show up fearlessly and courageously, and just live your life that you're meant to live. I thank you for joining me. You've been listening to Enlightenment of Change with me, your host, Connie Whitman, on webtalkradio.net. I wish you all an amazing, inspired week filled with a powerful presence. Until next time, thanks everybody. Have a great week.